The epistle is from Hebrews, chapters 4 and 5. Since then we have a great high priest, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Every priest of Israel, including the high priest, was to offer sacrifices for the people and to intercede on their behalf with the Lord. The high priest, however, had a unique responsibility. Once each year, and only once, on the Day of Atonement, he, and he alone, was to enter into the Holy of Holies in the temple to make atonement for the sins of the people of Israel. On that day, the high priest offered two goats for the people. First, he slaughtered one of the goats, brought its blood into the Holy of Holies, placing some of it on the top of the mercy seat, the top of the Ark of the Covenant. The blood of this goat, made holy by coming into the presence of the Lord, the high priest then used to sanctify the holy place and the altars, cleansing them from their impurity, reconsecrating them from any contamination by sin, making them fit for use in the rites of atonement enacted in the daily services. After this, the high priest took the second goat and laid his hands on its head and confessed all the sins and all the iniquities and all of the transgressions of the people. He did this on behalf of the people, acting as if all the sins of the people of Israel were his sins, and placing them on the head of the goat. This goat, known as the scapegoat, was then taken out into the wilderness, away from the sanctuary, away from the people. By this rite, the sins of the people were taken away from them. The burden of their guilt was lifted. They were purified in the sight of God. All of this, the high priest and the Day of Atonement and the blood of the goat and the placing of sins on the scapegoat, all of this was instituted by God for the benefit of his people. Ultimately, however, it was not a sufficient answer for sin. This is clear in the fact that it had to be repeated again and again, year after year. The Lord did as he promised through these rites. He forgave sin and cleansed the people so that they could come into his presence. Yet with these repeated rites, he also pointed forward to one all-availing sacrifice, the final answer for sin, his son, Jesus. Jesus is the great high priest, a high priest above all other high priests, head and shoulders and feet and toes too, above every high priest. He is a high priest for you and for me. He made Good Friday the ultimate day of atonement, the day of your atonement and mine. For on this day, the day of atonement of all, Jesus took the sins of all people, all of their transgressions, all of their iniquities, all of their rebelliousness, all of their impurity. But he didn't put them on the head of a scapegoat. He shouldered them himself. He took them out of the city, bore them in his body on the tree. Though he committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth, he was made sin for your sake, so that in him you might become the righteousness of God. As Isaiah had prophesied, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus became the ultimate scapegoat, the one who shouldered all sin, the one who has borne away the sins of all people. But he's done even more than this. As our great high priest, he has also passed through the curtain of the temple into the Holy of Holies, that is, he has passed through the heavens into God's own holy dwelling place. There, not with the blood of a goat, but with his own body, his precious blood, he made atonement for you. The blood of Jesus, God's Son, the scriptures record, cleanses you from all sin. And like the high priest who brought the blood of the goat out, sanctified, to cleanse the holy places and the altars, Jesus too, by his blood, cleanses and purifies hearts and consciences of his people. Not only this, but in his holy supper, Jesus brings his blood from his Father's presence, his atoning blood, and gives it to his guests to drink for their cleansing and sanctification. Thus, Jesus performs an ongoing ministry of atonement by the application of his blood on his people. In the tearing of the temple curtain at the moment of his death, we see another effect of Jesus' high priestly work. Where once only the high priest could enter into God's presence, and he only once a year, by his blood, Jesus has opened for us the way to the Father. You, sinner though you are, can now draw near to the throne of grace without fear of being destroyed by the holy and righteous God. But because you have been sanctified by the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or defect, you can draw near confident that you will receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You can be confident, not least, because Jesus is able to sympathize with you in your weaknesses. For he himself was tempted in every respect as you and I are. The sinless Son of God was oppressed and afflicted. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He understands the struggle to trust in God in the midst of hunger or thirst, when one's own flesh cries out against faith, when every indication is that God has turned his back and will not have mercy. Because Jesus endured all of this and more, he is a high priest able to understand and sympathize with you. As a great and sympathetic high priest, as your great and sympathetic high priest, Jesus doesn't offer himself repeatedly as a sacrifice for sin. No, he offered himself once and for all, an absolutely sufficient sacrifice, complete there on the cross. That's what Jesus meant when he said, "It is finished." He was announcing that everything was now complete, that he had accomplished his mission, that he had won salvation for sinners, that there is now no longer any condemnation for those who are in him, who rely on his blood. On Good Friday, as your great and sympathetic high priest, Jesus bore your sins, carried your guilt, and gave himself up to death for you. Because of this, your sin is forgiven. Your guilt is washed away. On the cross, by his death, with his holy precious blood, Jesus has won your freedom and made you an heir of heaven. It is finished. Thank God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.